This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Attorney General Eric Holder released new limits today on the use of racial profiling by federal law enforcement agencies. There are some loopholes, as you know, but the Justice Department is hoping the guidelines will be a model for local police to use as well. Diversity among local police departments has been much talked about since the recent police killings of unarmed black men in Ferguson, Missouri, and in New York City. But as Nova Sappho reports, having a diverse police force won't do it all by itself. You got to figure out how to get that workforce trained. Here's Nova.
When Nelson Lim of the RAND Center on Quality Policing thinks about diversifying police forces, he thinks about the job application process and how difficult that is.
They have to take the test. So then you have to pass the written test, you pass the physical test, then you have to go through a very extensive background check.
These can be daunting challenges for any police applicant, but Lim, who assisted the Los Angeles Police Department in the mid-2000s with its diversification efforts, says there are additional hurdles for minority candidates. Take those written tests, for example.
Because the K-12 education system is not equal across communities, so that their performance in standardized tests, minorities tend to perform lower.
Because of historically troubled relationships between police and minority communities, Lim says it's also harder to recruit from those communities. David Skolansky of Stanford Law School has also studied the issue, and he says lack of diversity has meant a lack of new ideas inside police institutions.
Police departments used to be monolithic, culturally homogeneous, highly insular places.
The good news is, despite the obstacles, many police departments, especially in major cities, are more diverse now than they were 50 years ago. But the bad news is that hasn't automatically led to better relationships with communities.
There certainly are lots of examples of departments with heavy minority presences that have had difficulty getting along with minority communities throughout the country.
In Los Angeles, the police chief during the diversification push was William Bratton. He's credited with turning around the LAPD's tense relationship with minority communities. He did it not just by hiring more minority officers, but also through institutional changes, reconfiguring units, formally tracking racial profiling, and extensive community outreach. Now, Bratton is in charge of the New York Police Department, and he told CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend that he's trying to do the same thing again.
A lot of this is informed by my experience during 2002 to 2009 in Los Angeles. LA is a city you want to look to in terms of how all of this can eventually turn out.
This is Bratton's second stint leading the New York Police Department, and one of his next steps is to retrain the city's entire 20,000-member patrol force. Officials say they'll focus on changing how officers talk and listen to residents and teach them to use less force whenever possible. In New York, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.